This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
WPR and Wisconsin Watch are documenting the lives of Wisconsinites in this unprecedented time with a series of audio diaries called Outbreak Wisconsin. As the K-12 school year comes to an end, La Crosse teacher Julie Welch reflects back on the changes and challenges of the last year. Like so many Wisconsinites, Welch has experienced personal loss during the pandemic, but she's also found a new lifestyle she hopes to maintain as her work and personal life return to normal.
So I guess the biggest challenge, I would say, from this last year was not being able to be physically with people, not being able to touch and hug and be with my daughters and my mother-in-law and father-in-law and just the people that you just kind of take for granted sometimes that you can hug and kiss when you see them. We unfortunately lost my father-in-law just recently. He sadly passed away in March, and trying to say those final goodbyes during COVID was really, really tough. We were able to still see a few extended family members who had already been vaccinated, but we haven't yet been able to have his memorial service. So that was really a great loss this year for us. I've spent so much more time this year being reflective, being alone, being quiet, and it's been good. It's been really good. I have missed friends, and I have missed a lot of that socialization, but I've also realized how important the quiet is, and I'm hoping that this is a permanent change in my life. I guess another big change is I've become a dog owner again. We adopted this wonderful, magnificent creature named Mabel. She was a Cane Corso Mastiff, beautiful creature, and she came into our lives in March, right at the very beginning of the pandemic a year ago, and she just was incredible. I walked her every day, and we had long talks, and she was out there with me when we were gardening, and she just was a constant presence in my life. Sadly, she died in December. We know she was an older dog and she had a pretty rough life before she came to us. So she didn't live through the year. We had her 9 months. And then another foster dog came into our life about a month ago. Well, she immediately adopted my husband as her person. And it was right after my husband had lost his dad. She crawled right up in his lap and would hug him and just gave him that outlet of, comfort. So we did officially adopt her about 2 weeks ago. So her name is Zara. You might even be able to hear her snoring in the background right now. I've just in this last week been experiencing that feeling of a little bit more freedom. I am fully vaccinated. My husband is fully vaccinated. Both of our adult children are. So it's like we're starting to be able to feel safe being together, and it's just this incredible, wonderful feeling. So I'm really looking forward to actually being with my children, maybe being able to safely get on an airplane and fly out to visit my one daughter who lives in New York City and actually enjoy time physically with her rather than just on Zoom. So I'm optimistic that might happen.